And now on the phone with us, show favorite, Russell Henley. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm going.
Well, I mean, you had a pretty great weekend and a particularly good Sunday.
Yeah, I did. You know, I really was just fighting the rain the first couple of days. I was in the rainy wave, I guess you'd say, and I just was kind of sloppy the first day and then just kept practicing after my rounds and got a little bit more confident by Sunday and made a couple long putts and snuck a good round in there. So it felt good.
Well, for our listeners who may have missed out on Russell's great play because of a crazy playoff at the very top of the leaderboard, you finished fifth and you shot a 63 on Sunday. You've had four top tens this year. You got to love the Greenbrier, but I have to ask you, 63 is such a great score. It's something I think every golfer aspires to one day have. If I gave you the choice of applying a series of 63s throughout the season, do you think you'd use them more on Thursdays and Fridays or Saturdays and Sundays?
I'd probably like to use them on Saturdays and Sundays, because if I make the cut, typically, if you make a cut and you fire a 63, you're most likely going to be somewhat close to the lead if you shoot that on either day on the weekend. You shoot 63 on the first few days, who knows what you could shoot on the weekend. So obviously getting off to a great start would be nice, but I like finishing. I'd rather finish with a low round like that. And it definitely makes you feel a lot better about the week.
Yeah, make the weekend on your own merits and then call out the 63 chip when you can on the weekend. That wouldn't be a bad gift to give someone. I don't know if they have – maybe they sell a coupon like that on iTunes. 163 per weekend once a month.
Yeah, I would take that for sure. If there's a coupon, I'd probably try to get as many as I could.
Yeah, but I think it would be more than $1.29 download.
Exactly, yeah. It feels good. It still hasn't sunk in too much. It kind of just happened right at the end there. So I'm just actually shocked I had to wait around because I was close to the lead or leading or whatever, just because after the first day, I think I was in 90-something place,
yes.
95th place. So it was kind of crazy how it happened there at the end, but it was nice.
Well, obviously, this has been a great year so far. What do we expect to see from you going forward? What are you working on? What are you looking forward to?
You know, I'm not working on too much. I really feel like this year has been a really good year for me, like with my golf swing. I feel like I'm hitting it better this year than my first 2 years. I feel like off the tee, I'm really starting to drive the ball a lot longer and a lot straighter than I had the first 2 years. And I think that's what's allowed me to be a little bit more consistent this year. You know, for me, I'm just trying to work on not being too hard on myself and having a good attitude. I feel like I'm very capable of doing some great things in this game, and if I can stay patient and be tough and have a good attitude, I think I'm going to allow myself to do that. So not too much with the swing anymore, just trying to stay sharp around the greens and just enjoy playing. It's a great opportunity to get to play golf for a living.
Well, and now that you've had a couple of years out there, are there events on the calendar that you're looking forward to, either because you like the event and the venue and the town, or because the course sets up well for your game? Are there events on the calendar coming up that you're particularly excited about?
I'm really excited about the British Open. I've played St. Andrews one time, but I feel like that's going to be really special to say I got to play a British Open there. But the playoffs are always a lot of fun. I mean, I can't really put my finger on one that I'm looking forward to, but I get really excited about the majors, and this Open's going to be great. I think, it's funny, my first year I have finished sixth at Hilton Head and sixth at Memorial, two top tens. I thought I was going to love the courses going forward. In the past 2 years, I missed the cut at both of them. So I don't know. I mean, I think golf's such a weird game. Sometimes your game can feel great and you can get nothing out of it. Sometimes it can be average and get a lot out of it. So, it's just, I guess I'm just trying to enjoy the process no matter where I go.
Well, as you look forward to St. Andrews, be honest with me, do you allow yourself to dream?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I'm capable of competing at the highest level. I think I've proved that and been pretty consistent this year and starting to to feel a little bit more confident than I was in the past. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to start competing. That's one of my goals this year, is to play a little bit better in the majors. And feel like I'm playing well right now. Like I said, the biggest thing for me is just my mental game.
It's really easy for me to close my eyes and see you walking up 18 with the tournament in hand. So I'm excited about it. And, hey, we happen to be joined tonight in the studio by Davis Troxler from the North Carolina Golf Academy, and he's got a question for you.
Russell, first of all, congratulations on your round. I do have a two-part question. Do you did you envision shooting a 63 going that low? Was there a point in time you're thinking I could go lower? And two, did you leave some shots out on the course?
Okay, so, you know, every time I've shot 63 in a tour event, I definitely don't think about it. It just kind of happens. I was honestly trying to I knew I was hitting it well, and I knew I was doing everything pretty well in my game. I was comfortable with it. I was just trying to – before the round, my caddy and I, Adam Hayes, we just said, let's try to hit every green today. Let's try to hit all 18 greens. Let's give ourselves 18 looks at birdie. And let's try to, you know, he mentioned let's try to put some pressure on the leaders and maybe shoot, have a goal of 200 or 300 on each side. And, you know, so that was definitely wanting to go low. But I, at the same time, when I was about, I think I was 600 through 16, I was still thinking, okay, I'll probably finish top 10 because everybody's going to make a lot of birdies. But I still can't believe I was only one shot out. And I did leave some shots out there. On number two, I made bogey. I was in the middle of the fairway, had a great drive. I had to muddle my ball. And I played it nicely, but it ran barely off the green. And I chipped it to about 5 or 6 feet, and I missed that putt. So I bogeyed the second hole, and then I headed down the middle on number 10 and had a wedge in my hand from 125, and I pulled it, and it bounced over the green on the left side, and I didn't get it up and down. So two holes in the middle of the fairway, I made bogey. So I guess technically, if I would have done everything a little bit better, it could have been 61, but definitely left a couple out there.
Yeah, Russell, there aren't too many people who can say, every time I've had 63, blah, blah, blah. There's not many of those out there, so congratulations. Hey, thanks for joining us, and good luck at St. Andrews.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, we're cheering for you.